Last week, a guy named Scott Kelly went viral. It's 99.7 DJX. Last week, Jonas Brothers concert, someone captured some dude sitting in the show, at the show, watching and reading Scott Kelly's resume. It was uploaded to TikTok, and it was just, Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at a Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck.
Hope and you get the job.
Yes, and then all of the comments started rolling down the internet, started interneting, and Kevin Jonas rolls in. I'm one of Scott Kelly's references. And Nick Jonas rolls in. Scott Kelly's work ethic and critical thinking inspired me to write the lines, red dress. I mean, all these different businesses started jumping in. Verbo, Scott Kelly built my house. Hire him. Pepsi, cannot recommend Scott enough. He's an elite employee. Old Navy, Scott Kelly always dresses professionally. Highly recommend. People are like, Scott Kelly, Scott Kelly, Scott Kelly, Scott Kelly.
54 million views on the original TikTok.
Yeah, that TikTok absolutely went bananas, right?
Yeah, we were just like, okay, was that Scott Kelly himself, like, polishing his resume?
Yeah.
Or was it a prospective employer? Did he get the job?
Yeah, so we now know, thanks to, in part, Jimmy Fallon actually had the Jonas Brothers on, and they started kind of talking about this, and they were like, hey, you know, so like, this weird thing happened at one of your shows, and the Jonas were like, yeah, there was.
And then, funny.
And then Jimmy goes ahead and says this.
The real Scott Kelly is here. Everyone, please welcome Scott Kelly. We found him.
Yeah! So they literally bring Scott Kelly, who looks like an accountant.
he's got very much of a Michael Scott look from The Office.
Right, right. Yeah. He just looks like this dude wearing a suit, just like a normal, like a Michael Scott, like you said.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Jonas Brothers.
Hey.
Scott.
Oh.
Have a seat. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Good to meet you.
I know this is Scott Kelly because I saw his LinkedIn. This is definitely him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found me.
Yeah. So Scott's like, yep, you found me. And by the way.
And Kevin was creeping on his LinkedIn. This is great.
Yeah. And by the way, Scott Kelly was like, I had never even heard of a Jonas brother.
Oh, get
before
out.
This happened.
He didn't have a TikTok.
Didn't even have a TikTok. Nope. No, he goes on to explain.
Scott, can you explain what is happening in your world?
It's been an interesting week.
Okay, so, good. All right.
So Monday, I'm sitting in class for an MBA program I'm going through, and my buddy hits me up and says, hey, dude, you're going famous on TikTok. I'm like, I don't even have a TikTok. So he sends me this blurry screenshot. It's like, is this your resume? I'm like, no, it's not my resume. Over the next 24 hours, everything I have starts blowing up with messages. So I actually download TikTok, go look at the original video and go, yeah, that's me. And it was later confirmed because the gentleman who was actually in the video reached out on Veterans Day of all days. Yeah, and it was surprising because I get this random message I don't recognize and I go to open it up and I actually already had him saved in my contacts.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
So he
they
knows
know
this.
Each other.
Yes.
Turns out he and I were in the same infantry battalion in the U.S. Army back in 2014 up at Fort Drum. He later went on to do some great stuff with the 75th Ranger Regiment. I went on to join Special Forces, and now we find out we're both in upstate New York.
Yeah, so they're both living civilian life. They're both in upstate New York. And so he kind of goes on as to why he's even looking at Scott Kelly's resume.
Working on the civilian side, so small world.
This happens. Did you get the job?
Yeah, and so he's like, okay, the million-dollar question, did you get the job?
Right.
So, I never actually applied for a job.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So
yeah, apparently some agency floated his resume out there and he didn't know.
Brandon's actually, he's been very successful in his post-military career. He's the president of a company out there called Ramir that do home services in the Buffalo area. And he's always looking to bring on veteran talent. So he actually goes out of his way to hire veteran talent in the area for his company.
Yeah.
And so wasn't looking for a job, but he and I are going to link up.
Yeah. So basically he was saying that his resume got to this guy who is just looking to hire veterans.
Yes,
and,
which I think is great. But
and
no,
Scott Kelly
Scott
is a
Kelly
veteran.
Was not looking for a job, though. He's very happy in his current job.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, but they're going to reconnect and like catch up.
Right, exactly.
They knew each other in a different life.
Isn't that so crazy?
That's nuts.
And I'm sure Scott's having to like backpedal and answer to his current job.
You know, I'm serious. I'm not looking for a job. I promise.
Exactly.
I promise.
Like,
yes.
Could you imagine how, like, the worst possible mm-hmm. case scenario of how your current employer finds out you're yep. looking for a job, it goes viral because someone throws you up on TikTok.
Yep. But, you know, I think that, it worked out. You didn't see, Inside Edition did track down the guy that's in the video. He did get a little bit of the spotlight, but it's all been about Scott Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because it wasn't about the guy that was looking at the resume so much as the resume whose resume it was being looked at.
Yes, but still the sheer fact that this guy, instead of paying attention to the Jonas Brothers yeah. concert, he's just sitting back looking at a resume on his phone.
Yeah, so, like, obviously...
That's what caught the woman's eye to begin with. Like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, he took his daughter, or he took, you know, a kid, or a wife. Okay, yeah. So he took someone, and he didn't really have that much of an interest in the Jonas Brothers.
He just needed to take a breather.
Now, apparently, we know that Scott Kelly didn't either.
Yep.
but, yeah, so there you go. There's the update for you. Kind of fun.
That's great. I love that. I mean, the Jonas Brothers have been playing this up. I think they're pretty much best friends with Scott Kelly at this point.
right.
They put him in their TikTok backstage at the Jimmy Fallon. So if he didn't know what a Jonas Brothers was before,
he does now. Yep. Good stuff. You can see more. WDJX.com. We got it there for you.